Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Second hour with the remainder of the deep dive. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins in here the final day to watch American Journal. And y'all are going to want to follow us on Gray Area Talks on X. But look at this. World's most powerful reset. President DJT, this just happened minutes ago.
This is the new propaganda, guys.
2 minutes ago.
Yep. This is what it looks like. That's why we're doing the deep dive.
Well, it's a white rabbit event, right? He's pulling another white rabbit out of his hat. It's just another attempt to distract, or it could mean a preamble to a total war. This is the thing. It's not fair to do this to us. We didn't vote for these jokes, you know, man.
And meanwhile, while all these things are happening, there are other countries that are actually behind the scenes fueling this entire argument, all the debates that we have.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and play video number two that talks about this Russian KGB agent. Now, while we watch this, what I want you to do is just take the video with a grain of salt. We can't confirm every single thing that he's talking about, but these were real systems that they put in place, and they had a real target to destroy the American
economy. Your own research, make up your own mind, we indemnify
it, but it does enhance the whole idea of what I'm trying to show here. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivne meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
Think about that. No, the last part of that was the most critical that I wanted people to understand.
Sure. I mean, that's everything right there. And that's what we're worrying against right now. It's the demoralization. These people have been demoralized. They believe Trump is their savior, their only way out, the only true patriot. And anything he says, therefore, is not patriotic, yeah, including all his past supporters and all his past political platforms. That's how you can get people to support genocide.
Yeah. And by the way, that video was filmed in the 80s, guys. In the 80s.
I wanted to touch on something here that I think is important. So
we talk a lot about the Cold War and about how the Cold War never really ended, about how we kind of declared victory. George H.W. Bush declared that we had won the Cold War, which he really never should have said. And it just kind of snowballed, started a whole series of bad events. NATO expansion, all of it. While that's happening, while just like the war hawk hatred of Russia remains and just gets more concentrated in Washington, you have in parallel, you have the entirety of academia, all of the experts, all of the students going in to be taught the language of HR information. You have all these people being raised on very, very hardcore left-wing socialist communist, like Russian or USSR platform, basically, right? But along the way, that got changed, that got mutated, and it became its own like weird, like I call it Portland, Oregon politics, right? Where it became its own American version of that thing. And now you have that monster, which is going to help, you know, in a weird way, it's going to help the establishment monster keep the people down.
Yep.
Because when the alternative system comes to be proposed, we need an alternative system. We look at the two-party system and go, Democrats don't help, Republicans don't help, we need something else. The hardcore leftist communists are going to come and say, oh, we have a solution. We've been talking about this forever. And the people that don't know anything about their own rights, don't know about their First and Second Amendment and how those will be the first things to fall and be taken away. And, oh, don't worry. The state guard at the loving commune will take care of you. Don't worry. He's a black, gay, and trans, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's the concentration
camp by your
name. Seriously. But go ahead.
I'm here to save you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's
Little
like,
Nas X. Uh-oh.
Little Nas X comes to save the day. Now, it's just like, and I'll speed run through some of this stuff, but like the whole point is what Rex is talking about, and I agree with you, that far left also exists on the far right, and you take both of those medicines, they will lead you down a terrible path.
Sure.
Okay? So another thing that we need to understand about this whole situation is how it's playing out today, and you know, what's changed is now the delivery of that.
Okay.
So let's look at video number three, which is about these fake Russian bot accounts, but also other countries who are trying to actively attack the minds of Americans. And again, we don't know the entire full scope of this, but there has been a lot of research that has gone into this in which you have probably at some point in your life, it's not even an if,
definitely,
you have interacted with a bot of some sort. You may have had a conversation. You thought that person was real. Let's go ahead and roll number three.
Here are some highlights of how the troll campaign works. So each troll farm employee must make two different tiers of troll accounts. And in the first tier, you have to purchase 20 pre-existing Facebook accounts with pre-existing community memberships. So the second tier is newly created accounts that supports the first tier. And the second tier will follow businesses and local politicians. And they're instructed to join Facebook groups and make friends with real Americans. They must upload photos and statuses and life updates and news articles about things unrelated to politics a minimum of once every 3 days. Nowadays, it's safe to assume that the amount spent on troll farms and bots eclipses the 2016 election cycle. It's more rampant than it's ever been. But even back in 2016, when you go through the reports of the tiny sliver of things that have been proven to be Russian trolling, it's staggering. There are images, videos, posts, entire online campaigns that I personally remember seeing that ended up being 100% intentionally fabricated. If you're an American or European watching this, your political reality and memories are partially manipulated by the Russian government. Oh, and I know, I am very aware that at this point we are all accustomed to hearing the broken record of Russian interference, and depending on your politics, you either imagine Trump using propaganda to steal an election, or you imagine a giant hoax played out by the Democrats. And if you've paid attention to this video so far, contemplating the fact that there is no middle ground or compromise between those two things should hit you like a sack of bricks. It's also worth noting that virtually every populated country has a troll farm these days to try and manipulate their own affairs, including the United States. And while Russia is the proud leader in international psyops, Iran is suspected to have troll farms that are interfering with American politics as well. When people think of Russian misinformation, they associate it with Donald Trump. These troll farms were very involved in Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign. They were involved in Black Lives Matter accounts and Facebook pages and white supremacist rallies.
Yeah. There are real bot farms. And the thing that you have to pay attention, every single country has this system where they are trying to push out a narrative and disrupt the average person in that country. And you can see how quickly this becomes a mess. And now that you have AI into the equation, you can turn the acceleration on these fake accounts, the
sure.
bot farms, the coordinated posting, the network, the synthetic outrage, right?
It's another form of scamming, and scamming's yes. becoming more effective.
Right, and so it's not random chaos all the time. Everyone asks, like, why do I feel like every single day I go on an app or I'm on the internet and it just feels so negative, right? And it's organized exploitation of the system that was already optimized for conflict. And so a fringe narrative can look mainstream.
Right.
But a fake movement can look organic. And so a hate campaign can look normal, like it's public opinion and that this is real and those things. And so that's why you start seeing, you know, a lot of the rhetoric that comes out against different groups, whether it's white people, whether it's black people, whether it's Indians, whether it's Muslims. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Each one has its own campaign, whether it's
Jewish. A great way to get people angry and excited all the time and
right.
focus on something that's not real news.
And so the one thing I'm sure a lot of people are watching this on is X. We got to talk about X, okay?
Uh-oh.
Let's go ahead and roll number four here, because X is also very susceptible to bot accounts right now.
This video is going to attempt to give you a useful and complete answer to a very valid question. When you're browsing, engaging, or debating with political content on Twitter or X, roughly what percentage of those interactions are not with a real person? Over the last 10 years, how often were you literally talking to bots or people pretending to be your American or Western European neighbors working in this office building, a massive troll farm in St. Petersburg, Russia? We're going to explore who you've been interacting with, what tools they're using, and how much they're being paid to do it. And we're even going to look at some guidelines that a fake social media user has to follow when interacting with you. Most importantly, we're going to go very deep into understanding how misinformation works and why it's a thing. This video is going to be fucking wild, so let's just get on with it.
Are we? Can you guys pause this? I think I only want to cover like 2253, but it's okay. We'll speed run through this. Basically what he's talking about in this video is that a third of the accounts on X are actually bots. A third. And that means that's somebody that you're interacting with. Now, you can kind of argue what it is or what it's not, but at the same time, they also did a study, and Elon Musk has been complaining about this lately as well, but like for, I think it was like a campaign of some sort where they were
right.
doing commercials. It was like $70 billion went to like these bot campaigns that had nothing to do with a real product or real service.
Wow.
So when I highlight these things, I highlight them so that people are aware. You cannot believe everything in a vacuum, and not everybody has your best interest in mind. They're just doing their job, whatever system told them.
Sure.
And the system's getting out of control. And so now, instead of these, you know, mainstream media and these type of things, people have turned to creators instead. And so you've got a lot of, you know, people left traditional media because they thought independent creators would be, you know, the better alternative and would be more honest and less filtered. But I mean, they didn't escape the pressure. I mean,
sure.
they entered a different type of pressure system. And so in that world, attention is currency. You've got watch time, you've got clicks, you've got retention, you've got virality. And so the changes is what stories get rewarded. And so most, you know, it's not to the most proportionate ones, it's ones that hit.
Right.
And so this is why creator style journalism can feel more real while being more distorting. And I'm just going to show you what I saw is not neutral. Creators still frame it. They do a framing. And so I'm here today. You're going to say, well, I'm an independent person, but
right.
I know where my conscience is at and what I'm trying to do as I am trying to give value to the marketplace. One thing that I have told Rex explicitly, and you'll remember this conversation, I said, I'm not interested in selling my soul. I have a real message to give to people. I have a real need for people to wake up and understand this is the whole ethos of who I am and why I do these deep dives. And so one of those people that I got to talk about, and he's not just like the only person doing this. There's a lot of people, and he's done some good journalism. You've heard of Tyler Oliveira, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler Oliveira has blown up significantly over the last 5 years. Whether you like him, whether you dislike him, I like a lot of his videos. I think he does a phenomenal job piecing things together. But he is a perfect example of independent journalism in which you frame for virality and you let people form their own conclusions without giving them the full story. And that's where it gets tricky and that's where it gets wrong and that's where you see a lot of anger surface. So if you remember, Tyler did a video on Indians and the poop throwing festival. It was all over the internet. Do you remember that?
Yeah. The festival's real,
right?
Is it not?
So yeah, let's, and I'm going to clarify. This isn't me like being like, oh, you're an Indian lover. No, I'm giving you an example of something that was taken out of context. So let's go ahead and play number five of Tyler Oliveira at the Indian festival. Let's go ahead. And
That's me at a poop-throwing festival in India, where the villagers spend 6 months collecting cow poop and celebrate the end of Diwali by throwing it at each other and rubbing it on their skin.
Yeah.
That is like the craziest footage you could get.
No, it is crazy.
It's
footage.
Like the craziest. You know, he's wearing like the white suit.
Yeah.
To like and more contrast.
And he's not lying about the fact that this event exists. He went there. It's a real event and that matters. But, you know, and it's not the footage is fake or anything like that. You know, it's the point at which what he's trying to get the audience to think. And so Tyler is kind of framing this tiny local ritual. And it feels like a statement about India itself. And so this festival is called Goraba, and it's tied to this like border village between these two locations, Karnataka and Tamil. Okay. And we can pull up the image on a map and I can show you guys where this is in India. And again, this is an example. Tyler is not the only person doing this. You can see it's the small region out of India. And so, you know, in the last available census, it puts the population of this village about 2,745 people. And India's current population is about 1.47 billion. And so this village makes about 0.00019% of the country.
So I think what you're saying here is you're like, look, they had this sect here doing this thing.
Yes.
It's not the whole country.
Yeah, so that was the confusion. And it was never clarified at any point.
You might disagree with some points, but I can agree with that. That does make sense.
So that was the whole that's the whole reason. It's about the framing. It's not about me being like, Tyler's the worst thing since sliced bread. I think being misleading is disingenuous in itself. And he's not the only one guilty. There's a lot of creators that will do that because the story is interesting. It's cool. And if you get to say, well, you know, this thing happened in India and people are putting poop on themselves, there's a whole billion plus people that are pissed off about this because they're like, we don't like this stuff. We don't participate in it. It's not sanitary. We don't believe in it. It's the small rural village that decided to do this. And so this doesn't just pertain to just India. It's like a lot of different countries, a lot of different people. You know, the same thing happens to white people, black people, whatever race you name it, where things get taken out of context. And all I'm trying to do is shed light on these situations and how people report them.
You want to play clip four? We have it.
What?
We have the timestamp that you wanted from earlier.
Oh, no.
If you don't, it's cool.
No, yeah, we might play it at the end. So, I mean, look, the creator doesn't have to say this represents the whole country. He just has to say something shocking and then leave the scale and the vague context to let the viewer make up the conclusion on their own. And so this isn't just about one creator. It's about the system that rewards the format, the rare anomaly, the high disgust, the minimal context, the fast audience conclusion. And so, you know, at the same time, what my whole point of this show here is, I want you guys to start filtering things through your, you know, permeable brain in which we all are susceptible to things. And so we've got to create a filter for ourselves and ask four questions before we really think about things. It's what's real here? What's the scale or context that is missing? What emotion is this trying to trigger? And who benefits if I walk away with the most extreme interpretation of the situation? And so one more thing that I want you guys to take away from this conversation. We have this thing called Occam's razor. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, the simplest solution to the problem is, or explanation for the problem is usually correct.
And I'll clarify. So when you're comparing explanations, and what Rex is saying is true, the simplest one, the one that requires the fewest assumptions, is often most likely. And so people sometimes spin elaborate theories. They explain events. They ignore that random chance or straightforward causes are more probable, right? And so that will not hold true every single time, this theory, this principle. But sometimes there really are, there really are hidden systems at work and things that need to be exposed. And it's not always just black and white in the straightforward situation.
And that's why we do the gray area on Thursday and Sunday, 7:30, 10:30. You want to be there, seriously, because more deep dives like this are always coming and we get a guest. And here's the thing, the development of the deep dive. What you just laid out here was super high level. I wasn't even expecting it. I was expecting a lot more like anecdotal examples. When you get into Yuri Bezmenov and the demoralization and all of it, we see it laid out right in front of us, folks. And if you want to see a lot more stuff like this, go to Gray Area Talks right now, Thursday and Sunday. We are live there. Yeah. We do this for you. Tim does it for you. He loves it. We all love it. I always learn something. And people come and they say, I already knew all that. It's like, okay, well, first off, you didn't. And then second off, it's good to review information and keep it in your head. When was the last time you learned all of it? Five years ago? I learned something new every single time we do a deep dive, and I'm super happy about that one.
So. There's a reason why I wore the shirt today. It wasn't to sit here and be like, oh, I'm going to plug the show. No.
We must plug more!
No. The reason why
the
reason why I wore this shirt is because this is my embodiment of what I believe in. The reason why I said, Rex, I think we should name this the gray area is because I realize that everyone looks at everything binary, black and white. Like somebody reports something, it's either this or that.
Sure.
No. It's all about nuances, and it's about the gray area in which two things can actually exist and be true at the same time. At the end of the day, Rex, I was taught early on by a lot of people who were also propagandized that I needed to hate you.
Right.
That the white man was the reason why everything was bad and why I couldn't do anything.
Yes.
Okay. This is my own anecdotal, and I know we're coming up on a break, but people of every single race have been super generous to me over my lifetime. I grew up in very like heavy white affluent towns, and the people there were just the nicest, the kindest people. And I was outside of this bubble. I was outside of this bubble, and I realized I have no beef with you.
Sure.
But there is a whole community in which they propagandize, even the African Americans to hate the white people.
Sure.
It's the same thing on the other side. There's a whole demographic of people that are like, well, as the white man, we've got to hate the black people. We got to hate these other races. And it's in every single race. And I want to stop the madness.
Sure. No, absolutely. I think that's a powerful message. We all agree. We're all Americans. We're all here for a reason. And we got to support each other and lift each other up, not tear each other down. And it's time to move past that Hegelian dialectic. What you just talked about, that logical fallacy. What was it called again?
You're talking
availability
about
availability heuristic.
Yeah, availability heuristic.
We got to move past that. We got to evolve. I'm going to do another plug here, but it's not going to be a typical plug that you've expected. Can we pull up 50%off.com? I want to tell you guys right now, if you're an InfoWars listener, you're listening to the show for a very long time, I'm a supplement white labeler, formulator. I have a manufacturing facility up in Denton, and I have a shipping center out in Leander. I reformulated and recreated Knockout Sleep Support. If you want Knockout Sleep Support, the same formula you know and love from back in the day, hundreds of thousands of units sold. I've taken this for like 10 years straight. Basically, this product's been available. I have the original Knockout Sleep Support reloaded under a new brand, a new label, the 50%off.com label, with added magnesium, added GABA, and added L-theanine to it. You're going to want to go get that. Subscribe to it. It would mean a lot to me. If you want to support me and the work I'm doing, if you want to help me pay my rent, to be honest.
Hey, guys, it'd be really awesome. I'll just say he works extremely hard. People try to call you Nepo baby. They try to say all these different things. They don't know what's
happening. Well, I'd love to be a Nepo baby. These people just destroyed our careers and took us off the internet and sued us. And then we got to deal with all these people existing in our space when we were the pioneers of it.
Yeah.
So if you want to support the pioneership, if you want to support American entrepreneurship, American business, then go to 50percentoff.com. Check out the deals I have on there available for you. But I have Knockout Sleep Support. I have Brainforce Ultra as well. But thank you so much. We're going to be right back after the break talking more about the deep dive, some breaking news updates, and taking your calls after the break.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.